Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Fix the Family, Fix America series radio show starting again, its third show, and I'm so excited to be here with you right now. This show is becoming a little more popular, and it's very exciting that that's happening. Because we are going to try, like I say, to change this world one family unit at a time. So we're going to go through the four phases, as most of you know that we're going through: positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and then reveal your success. Let's get into some news today. I got some disturbing things happening this week. Headline today, right now, teenage pregnancies, births, and abortions have increased for the first time after a decade of decline. So that's not good. Teenage pregnancies has increased by 3%, as 750,000 women, 750,000 young girls younger than 20 years old became pregnant, according to the report. As pregnancies increased, obviously so did births. So we had 41.9 births per 1,000 U.S. teenage girls, which is 4% higher than just 2005. And abortions also increased 1%. Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing stuff right there. That was the total for all races and ethnic backgrounds. If you go and look at that breakdown, you've got black teenagers was 126 per 1,000, and Hispanics were 44 per 1,000. Oh, excuse me. 44 per 1,000 is the non-Hispanic white teenagers. So almost a triple the rate from whites to blacks on racial. And I'm looking for the Hispanics, but I don't see it. Texas was number one. Then New York. Oh, excuse me. New York was number one in abortions. Lowest teenage pregnancy rate was New Hampshire, and then Vermont, Maine, Minnesota, and North Dakota. That stat right there is pretty amazing. And it also reflects on why we have created Fix the Family, Fix America. It's why the experts, the transformational experts that we have going across this country, doing these seminars, is an amazing, amazing thing. I want to tell you, we spoke to Susie Sheena, our fitness expert, on our very first show. She came in and she's so excited. We are soon going to talk to Suzanne Rye, not today. She is under the weather and house hunting. She's been under weather pretty bad, actually been in the hospital. We're going to get her. We're going to get Leo Maxson to call in, hopefully next week. And then, of course, Dr. Beth, we're going to get her to call in. And we're going to be interviewing these people right here on the radio show, right here for you. Let's delve into this. If you would like to call in, let me give you the number, please. 347-677-0692 for those who would like to call in and weigh in on this amazing report where everything rises, I guess, if teenage pregnancies increase, then obviously births and abortions increase. That seems like a synonymous relationship to me, so that doesn't surprise me, but the fact that just births or pregnancies are up shows that we are on the right track with Fix the Family, Fix America. As you know, fatherless homes are one of the reasons 71% of pregnant teenagers lack a father. So if teenage pregnancies are on the rise, And 71% of those are caused by the lack of a father in a home. Then positive fathering is the reason. It's the reason we started the entire series with that workshop, positive fathering workshops and boot camp. Let me talk to you about the difference. The workshop is a high-level, 10,000-foot view of what your what things you can do to be a better father, a better husband, and a better man. But the boot camp is a major, major, major undertaking where we have all of our experts come in and give you absolutely specific instructions on exactly what you need to do to become the better father, husband, and man. In a very intensive environment, but we also have fun. Let's not say it's all work. I mean, we do play a little bit because on Friday we have the big man dinner. Man dinner includes some things from our Good Life Guide off the AnytimeSuccess.com website that we rate wine, cigars, and whiskey at that site. And anything else that tickles our fancy. Like if we buy a new watch or car, we might put it up there and say, excuse me, this watch and car is amazing. So if you'd like to call in again, 347-677-0692, it's very important. I'd like to hear from you. 71% of pregnant teenagers lack a father, and teenage pregnancies are up. So fathers, we're not doing our job. We have to step it up a little bit here. The role model that a father can give a daughter and a son, of course, but since we're talking about teenage pregnancies, that's very important. The role model that can give is cannot be measured in any way how masterful it is. If you have a strong father, you normally end up with strong daughters. So it's very important that you understand, one, you're really the most important man in her life for the first 14 years of her life. So that right there is an incredible, incredible, indelible impregnation of manhood on her brain is you. If you sit back, and I can tell you from personal experience, if you sit back and you just think about that for 1 second on how you are making the indelible, impregnable impression upon her view of man and men in general, you've got a pretty hefty task. And that sometimes right there, that alone makes some fathers go, oh, I can't be that. And of course, you know that I don't allow the word can't. So when I hear a father saying can't, this is very crucial. Because I can't be that guy. I can't be that incredible man that I want her to find. The key is, and the amazing thing is, you don't have to be that man. You don't have to be so perfect that you don't make mistakes. You don't have to be so perfect that you don't call, you don't come and have to say you're sorry. You don't have to be so perfect that she's going to never, ever see anything bad from her father. I'm not saying that at all. That's one of the big, humongous keys. We're not shooting for perfection here. We are shooting for mainly an impact that makes a difference. And that's critical. I can't go through my own experience as a father right now where every day I don't try to impact her in some way. If my daughter seems tired, then I try to relax her and relax with her and make sure that she understands that's okay. One of my weak points is never relaxing. I really never relax. As you can see, I have a radio show. I have all these workshops, I have boot camps, speeches. I do all my own marketing materials with some help, of course, with our sponsor. Let's talk about that, the good segue for it. One of our super duper nationwide sponsors, our official print sponsor of the Fix the Family, Fix America Tour is Soho office, specifically the one in Columbia, South Carolina, Village at Sandhill. Jay and the crew there, Kelly and all of them, are an incredible bunch. Hopefully we can get Jay to call in one day. He was supposed to call in last week. I guess something else happened. But hopefully we can get him to call in one day and just tell his story. He's also a father of a daughter that's now working to be a CSI-type investigator. She's a cop right now, going through the motions on getting her respect up and paying her dues, was Jay's exact words. So along with being, we're going deep into positive fathering today because of this report where teenage pregnancy is up. That's, again, 71% of pregnant teenagers are from fatherless homes. So you got to get in there, fathers. We got to start making a difference right now, right here. And that's why I'm here to put a fire under your bahunkus. And we can't say butt at my house, so it's bahunkus. And just remember, you're the most important man in your life. You're going to make an indelible impression of all manhood on your daughter. And some people can't get past that point. Next thing is she's going to need a hero. You have to be the big hero in times when she hits little instances and problems in her life. You've got to be the big hero. I mean, the importance of becoming a hero to your daughter is that she knows there's always someone there. And, of course, that's going to be taken away from you as soon as a hubby comes along or super-duper boyfriend comes along. And that's the common transition is we go from father hero to husband hero. So that's very, very crucial. That's very, very crucial. Other ways, understand you got to teach her humility. You got to teach her to be humble. And to say you got to also teach her that I'm special, not super duper princess spoiled special, but you got to teach her that if a guy's going to come in and try to win her over, that he has to work at it because she is worth working at it for. That's crucial stuff, very crucial stuff. So before she can love, her husband or a fiance. You're going to be her first real love. You're going to go through these phases where she's going to see how you interact with mom, and she's going to love you, and that's going to be her first foray into love. Now, please do not misunderstand this foray into love. There's nothing sexual there. It's just going to be as soon as she comes to understand love, she's going to start saying, I love my parents. I just love them. I can't think of a day without them. So, father making that impression so that you don't have a teenage pregnancy is definitely something we are going to be talking about and striving to make sure you understand that that's going to be the case, because you are making an impression on your daughter every step of the way. I don't know how many of you have ever experienced sitting there and you're eating a certain way, and then you look over and your daughter or your son's eating a certain way, so they're copying you. That's crucial to me when that first happened. That was amazing. I was eating a Pop-Tart a certain way, and she eats everything in the middle first. It's very, very odd. Excuse me. She eats everything in the middle, and she saw me eating a Pop-Tart. I go corner, corner, middle, middle, corner, corner. And she started doing that. And right then and there, I said, okay, I have to realize, idiosyncrasies of mine could become idiosyncrasies of hers. So I have to make sure that if I have an idiosyncrasy, make sure it's not one that's going to be detrimental to her. So every time I eat certain things or eat I eat a lot with my left hand, and she's left-handed, so that kind of worked out. But every time I start to use the right hand, I'm right-handed. I have to understand that she may copy me and find out it's a little more difficult, and not put her through that struggle right now. I mean, she can become ambidextrous and eat with either hand that she desires on her own, but I don't want to cause these issues, so I'm just watching out. And that's, you know, it could be a little over the top, could be something that most people don't have to deal with, but I look at everything. It's just for those of you who know the story about my daughter, I mean, it's I'm a little more into it than some dads, so that's one of the reasons why I feel that the things that I have to tell fathers are important, and especially the daughter, and especially to stop these teenage pregnancies and make sure that your child grows up and has a chance to be who she wants to be and be all that she wants to be and be the woman she's going to, that you always dreamed she would be. And that's very important. As a father, you protect your child, you defend your child, you make sure that she knows you're there. It's just, I mean, when I sit here and think about it, it's pretty hard just to put in the words sometimes, but you've got to make the adjustments necessary, and you've got to make a difference as much as you can. Even if you know, single dads out there, I'm talking to you too, just because daughter lives mostly with mom, if you don't have custody, you still have your phone calls, you still have your visitation, you still have your impact in times of need. You need to make sure that she understands she could talk to you at any time. You need to open those lines of communication. You need to ensure that you're going to be the one that's there in the times that she has a question, and your answer man. And you may not always have the answer, but you need to make sure that she understands you can go find the answer. So in making that impression on her, I mean, you're gonna form her opinion of men, and what you're forming inside her is exactly the kind of man she's going to end up marrying most of the time. So you actually have to be the man that you would want your daughter to marry, and that includes cherishing your wife. That's why we go the gambit on making the father, the husband, and the man better. Because if you, I can think of no father that says, I want my daughter to marry a loser, you know, career-wise. I can't think of that. So you need to become successful in your own right, in your own definition of success, so that your daughter sees that I'm not going to have a relationship with people that are, you know, not successful in some way, some shape or form. And that doesn't have to be monetarily successful. It doesn't have to be job successful. It doesn't have to be a title, but it does have to be a success in your own right, your own definition, so that you're not a loser. You're making an impact in some way. So being the man you wanted to marry, you have to also respect mom. I mean, because you're going to want that daughter to expect respect. It's tough to say. You're going to want her to expect respect, and this is missing right now. You can look at it. You can look at teenagers today, disrespectful. You can look at boyfriend, girlfriends that you see totally disrespectful. You see this stuff. Walk around, go to a mall, watch it. It's just not right. I mean, guys are, you know, treating girls worse than they ever have in my mind. I mean, you definitely don't have door opening and chivalry has hidden its head like an ostrich in the sand. And because fathers aren't teaching their sons this, you know, that's a totally different show right now. Because fathers aren't teaching their sons chivalry, I mean, it's just missing. And so girls, unless they see that chivalrous acts from their father, they're going to not expect it when they grow up and try to find that husband. That's amazing. I mean, we're wow. You can sit here all day and say you have to do this, have to do this. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to keep you away from the workshops and the boot camps either. But if you're serious, if you are serious about, you know, I need to be the father that I want to be. If you're serious about saying, you're right, you know, I want to be the man I wanted to marry. I want to be the hero. I want to be the most important man in our life. You know, you've got to make that change. You've got to step up. So basically, you've got to be responsible to understand that you have fathered a child, and it's now your responsibility to grow that child into a very incredible citizen of society. And, you know, because it's not my job to raise your kid. It is my job to help you. And I took that on. And I understand this task, and I do not shy away from the task at all. I'm very pleased to be here. I'm humbled when people ask me my opinion on fathering and success and attitude. And I'm humbled when people say, you know, you changed my life, or you made an impact on me today, or wow, you're right there, and I didn't think about that. I mean, that stuff really is, from the bottom of my heart, really, really impacts me to keep going and make this happen. As you can, as anybody can guess, starting off, you know, something this big, a nationwide tour, is a vastly, incredibly, tremendous undertaking. It's pretty big. It's pretty big. No kidding. I'm not gonna hold that back. It's pretty self-reflecting show here. I've gotta stop. Stop saying that. I just want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart on encouraging me and keeping me going and making sure that we understand that. And we are, like I say, we're working on the other sponsors. As soon as we get them, I'll announce them. Like I say, we have our official print sponsor for the nationwide tour, Silva office there at Columbia, South Carolina, Village of Sand Hill. Just thank them from the bottom of my heart on what they're doing. I hope they believe in what we're doing, and well, I know they do believe in what we're doing, but I hope they trust in me that we're going to make a difference, because that's what this is all about. So as a father, thank you very much. And again, I'm glad to be here. Just glad to be here. So let me stop self-reflecting. Let's go back to the topic at hand. The topic at hand, if you just joined us, is teenage pregnancies, births, and abortions on the rise for the first time in nearly a decade. That's pretty bad. Now, I saw another article. Let me throw this at you. I saw another article approximately 3 months ago where it said a bad economy increases women's sexual activity. Meaning, I don't have the money to go do lots of things, but sex is pretty free and fun and gives me a kick at the end. I mean, let's face it, it's free, fun, gives you a kick at the end. That's a pretty good time. But if a father hasn't instilled on the daughter or son that's to be earned, that free fun kick at the end is to be earned by the other party instead of thrown at the other party, you're going to have the issues that we're having right now. So let's as you sit back and you think about that, you're weighing the economy increases sexual activity, the bad economy increases sexual activity, fathers not taking responsibility for their actions, increasing, obviously, teenage pregnancies, because, again, 71% of teenage pregnancies are from fatherless homes. That's an amazing, amazing, amazing stat. And then, you know, you've got to become the most important man in her life, become her hero, you're her first love, protect her and defend her, make her understand that you've got to be there. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for sitting here and collecting my thoughts on this, but this headline is just, it sent me for a loop just a little bit. If you'd like to call and weigh in on this, Number's 347-677-0692, and the show ID, because we're on a big, big show, radio station here, it's got a lot of shows, show ID 863-170, so that's crucial. I forgot to keep talking about that. 347-677-0692, the show ID 863-170. So if you'd like to call in and weigh in on this, I would greatly appreciate it. Positive fathering workshop to try to stop the rise of teenage pregnancies. Whew. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes, too. Does that have an impact on teenage pregnancies? Yeah, I believe it would. I believe it would. So, ways to become a better father right off the bat. You got to learn how to interact and communicate correctly with your children in the ways that they're going to understand. A lot of parents sit back and tell me, wow, when they hit teenage years, the disrespect increases. They know more than I do. I don't know how to talk to them. We've got to fix that. And if you come to the workshop, we're going to give you specific points and of course, answer your questions. Like if you have a specific instance, we're going to help you overcome that issue if you're having those problems. So we're going to help you overcome those common parenting issues that a lot of people face, but for some reason it's not known how to get over it. That's pretty crucial. It's amazing that the way it is. So fathers must discover their responsibilities and remain true to those responsibilities. You can waver them. Again, perfection is not what we're trying to obtain. We're just trying to obtain a certain level so that the children are not succumbing to this upward trend of teenage pregnancies. Now, births and abortions are up, and that to me is not part of the headline. Teenage pregnancies will be up. And you have to question, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about this, you have to question with so much push for sexual education and so many ads on television for sex products, do teenagers really know about this stuff and they just choose not to use it? What are the underlying issues that makes a teenager decide to be a little more reckless in their sexual promiscuity? I don't have an answer right now. I've got to do, like I said, I just got this headline hour before the show, and it threw me for a loop, and it changed this show completely. So, again, I apologize for this, but this is crucial, crucial stuff. Let me give you a little more stats about this report. This is pretty bad right here. 7% of the females were 15 to 19. Are girls growing up too fast? Are girls thinking they're women sooner than they should? I don't know. We're going to find out on this tour. I'm going to be speaking to as many parents as we possibly can so that we can find out what's going on. And if you are the mom or dad of a teenage pregnancy, please come. And one of our experts has some incredible knowledge on exactly how to deal with this. I can give you specific instances on how to adjust your attitude and still create success for your child through their situation, it's going to be very, very important for you to do and make sure that they stay focused. Because now they have a priority above their own if they give birth to a child. So they have to have a mind shift as well. And you have to have them understand why this mind shift has to take place. Excuse me. And, of course, if you are a teenage mother, you're welcome to teenage mother or father or both. You're welcome to come to the workshops and the boot camps as well, because we are going to really focus on you've got a small window of opportunity to adjust your life as quickly as possible to make sure that you reach the responsibility as a parent, the responsibility to your spouse and or significant other, and the responsibility to yourself in being all you can be. And that window is tiny for a teenage mother and father. We want to help you through that. So we have something for everyone. I mean, if you're a single dad, divorced dad, widowed, widower dad, we are going to show you specific ways to make you better at what you're doing as a parent, better at what you're doing as a spouse or significant other, and better at what you're doing in your career and your own self. We're going to make you excited about your situation. You know, a lot of people get down. A lot of parents and grandparents get down after hearing their teenage daughter or son is pregnant. And yeah, I mean, you've got a little adjustment period, I'd have to say. But if you choose, which, as you know, my feeling on this, Once that adjustment period is over, which should probably be approximately 10 seconds, because from that moment on, you have to realize this is it. We got to go forward. And so you got to prepare your child to become a parent. You got to prepare yourself to become a grandparent. You got to prepare the attitudes and mindsets of each and every one of you to get through this in the most positive way possible. And that is an important element, an important step in the growth of both you and your child that's about to have a child. So both of you should come to each of these workshops and boot camps, and your mind will open up to all the possibilities that maybe you're missing, all the possibilities that maybe you haven't seen yet, all the possibilities you maybe haven't thought of yet. We're going to help you see that this is not a curse. Again, you are blessed with a tragedy, and that means you're blessed. We don't have a negative mindset over this. Everyone can make a mistake. But you also can learn from that mistake, vow never to do it again, and then move forward and still be as successful as you want to be the best parent you can be, and be the best grandparent you can be, and be the best spouse or significant other you can be. This doesn't, you know, curse you to the societal norm that people look at, single mom, single dad, struggling, having a horrible time, can't make ends meet, you know, neglecting their children on a normal basis, being raised by babysitters and other caregivers, nurseries, and that. We want you to break that mindset, break that mold, and make you better parents, grandparents, all the way across the board. So, in summary here, I want you to understand that you're single dad, single mom, divorced dad, divorced mom, teenage mom, teenage dad, especially teenage dad, who's probably not listening to the show right now, who should. So if you know a teenage dad or soon-to-be teenage dad, sign them up. Sign them up. Go to www.positivefathering.com and sign them up right now. There's only three cities on the sign-up sheet. In the special notes section, you put, I don't live near these cities, but as soon as you come near me, let me know. And we will, we get enough people there, we'll come in there next. That's why this is open. This is a free-flowing, that's the other amazing thing I want to talk about this. The Fix the Family, Fix America series is free-flowing. It's going to move as needed. We are going to be able to jump when someone needs a jump. When someone needs us there. So if Texas, again, in this article, is the number one teenage pregnancy state. Suddenly, 1,000 teenage dads sign up tomorrow or today or right now in the next 10 minutes. Guess where the next Positive Fathering workshop will be? Right there in Texas. We're gonna keep this fluid. We're gonna keep it moving, and we're coming to help. We're on a mission. This is a mission. This is not something we just decided. Hey, let's create this thing and just do it. Even though with no end result, our end result is to make better parents, spouses, significant other, and people. That's it. So this mission, we're going to stay very fluid. So, again, sign up today, www.positivefathering.com. And even if you're not in one of the three locations we have listed, just put in the notes or we'll see your address. And if we get enough there, you'll be next. It's that simple. We're going to stay fluid. Very crucial. If you have any thoughts on this subject, give me the number again, 347-677-0692. Show ID is 863-170. So you're going to be prompted for that, 863-170. I want to go into another piece of news. So we've talked about the teenage pregnancies on the rise. We talked about how, as a father, 71% of all teenage pregnancies are in fatherless homes. That's crucial to understand. Boy, when you put those two things together, it just blows my mind. That's just something that I got to wrap my head around every day. When I started this, is when I started reading the statistics after personally watching fathers screw up and personally watching fathers not even try. Then you go out and you find out statistics that support what you've seen a little too much. They're a lot greater than I thought. A lot greater than I thought. If you'd like to help us, let me throw this out there also. If you'd like to be one of the Fix the Family, Fix America employees, we're taking applications now. So please email your resume and all your crucial information to changeyourlife@knowledgecornucopia.com. changeyourlife@knowledgecornucopia.com. If you'd like to be a part of this Fix the Family, Fix America, our mission is to fix the family one unit at a time. One of the topics that I was going to do before seeing this headline of the teenage pregnancies was I was reading why people believe weird things. And it's pretty amazing. It talks about how those guys stand up there on front of the stage and they go, I feel someone behind you. Is that your mom? And, of course, the lady either goes, excuse me, very sorry. Lady either goes, yes or no. Okay, so is it your dad behind you or your sister? I see a woman. You have a recent woman death in your family, and people go, oh, yeah, yeah. My You know, my cousin died recently. And so that's pretty amazing stuff there. So why do you believe weird things, according to this author? Excuse me very much. A little bit of sinuses. The wind's been blowing for 2 days here at headquarters. And hey, no excuse. We move on. Because hope springs eternal. So if you have a hope that something can change, that will make you believe weird things. Thinking can go wrong in general ways, and thinking can go wrong in particular ways. So that's pretty big reason why people believe weird things. Casual thinking is not infallible. Misidentifications of this false thinking come in two varieties. False negatives get you killed, and false positives waste time and energy. False negative example being snakes with rattles are okay, and false positives, wasting time and energy, is a rain dance, wind, and drop. I'm not pleased that I'm reading from this book. Do not think that I am saying that a rain dance is not necessary. We believe that if you believe something, you go crazy with it. It may not do anything for others, but it may do something for you. Because the brain is a very, very powerful instrument. So, throughout your entire life, you're left with the legacy of false positives. Hallucinations become ghosts, knocking noises into your house. Spirits or poltergeists, shadows and lights in a tree, you know, become symbols of some religion. Random mountain shadows are seen as faces constructed by aliens. All kind of things keep going in your mind, and so they start adding up, and you start believing weird things. And of course, every weird email you get now saying, "Oh, wow, this is so true because I read it," you know, stems from all of this amazing pseudoscience and superstitions that you've learned throughout the years, piled on top of each other. That's why. And I just want people to understand that's the same way when you learn about parenting, and it's the same way when you learn about relationships, and it's the same way you can think about success. Weird things about how you should be as a husband, weird things how you should be as a father, and weird things that you should be as a success have, you know, going to come from your surroundings. And we speak an awful lot about evaluating your relationships and making sure that you're around people that are going to help you be a successful father, mother, spouse, or significant other in person. And if they're not, you gotta move on. You gotta move on. So many times in my personal life that you know, you give somebody an opportunity. And the work becomes a little difficult, and they drop by the wayside. You know, they're just not willing to make those sacrifices or those big steps. Big steps are hard for some people. No kidding. Big steps are hard for some people, and that's why, you know, we're going to take our time with these workshops. If someone comes in and says, "Look, I understand what you're saying. It's just tough. We're gonna take you by the hand. We're gonna help you out. If you show us that you're willing to try, we're gonna show you how amazingly willing we are to make you succeed. That's important. That's important. Working on a whole bunch of stuff to hit all the topics we need to hit in every one of these workshops, but the big key is going to be the knowledge that we can give you with on your particular issue. So when you ask questions at these workshops and boot camps, we are going to be able to answer those questions, give you advice, and help you out in your particular situation every time. And that's going to be the case. And let me tell you this, we're not above saying, "I don't know yet. Let us call the expert here." we have this expert that's an expert in that. So if you ask a question about, you know, let's talk about a teenage pregnancy, we'll call the teenage pregnancy expert and we'll get your answer. We have our consortium of experts is growing every day. That's another amazing trait about this Fix the Family, Fix America series. We are about finding the answers to give to you in your specific instance so that you can overcome this obstacle and move on, move forward, and be better at those three phases. We're not above saying, I don't know, but we have a guy who does or a girl who does. So that's the other big thing. A lot of people go around, you see a lot of seminars and workshops saying, oh, come here, we'll make you a better husband or wife. Well, that's just one phase. That's just one phase. You go there. Yeah, you can become a better husband and wife. But then you got problems, you know, if you're still a problem with your children or you're having a problem in your career, you only have one phase going for you. Remember last week you spoke about perfect you and true you and the current you. What lines up? What matches? And we make what doesn't match, match. So any people would like to be part of this series, you can send your resume and email to changeyourlife@knowledgecornucopia.com. And if you'd like to weigh in on any of these subjects, please call in 347-677-0692. Show ID 863-170. Greatly appreciate it. Here, I want everyone to listen to, I'm not going to do that right now. Remember, this show has a plan and a plan and an action, but we're going to stay fluid because we are fluid. The whole Fix the Family, Fix America series is fluid, as I just explained. And 1 hour before this show came on the air with that teenage pregnancies on the rise and birth and abortions, it was just an amazing stat that tells me I know that we're going to be helping and we're doing the right thing. We are doing the right thing. You know, guys, you know, how to ace the interview, how to be a better man, how to get your career on track. That's crucial as well. You know, we're not talking about that right now, but that's crucial as well. But for you to sit here and me tell you that teenage pregnancies are on the rise and 71% of teenagers get pregnant or in from fatherless homes. Whew. That's an amazing, amazing stat to think. And then you have sexual activity increases in a bad economy article. Then you have, with all the sex ed that is in schools now, why are kids not taking risk avoidance? Why are kids just not choosing not to have sex? Or why when they do have sex, are they choosing not to use the proper things that could help them not have teenage pregnancies? I mean, you just wrap your head around this great big issue, and I'm so excited that we're going across this country and we're going to make an impact on this stat. My goal right now is to have teenage pregnancies go down when we're finished with this year. My goal right now is to have teenage pregnancies go down with these four workshops and boot camps. Positive fathering. Make a difference mothering. pull through parenting, and then finally reveal your success, where you can bring, you know, you can send your child, you come as a single, husbandless, wifeless, childrenless person, so that we make an impact on you, so that when you are ready to go through the father, mother parenting process, you're ready. Reveal your success. If you come to one of the father, mother, or parent, you know, if you're a father and you have a wife, you can come to father, your wife can come to mother, both of you come to parent, and then both of you come to reveal your success. Because if you come to one of the first three, reveal your success is still an extension, is an extension of that. And if you've never, if you don't have a reason to go to the first three, you're not a father, a mother, or a parent. Reveal your success prepares you for that, and then it also prepares you to work on the other phases before you get to fatherhood and motherhood. You work on your relationship phases, your career phases, your friendship phases. Radically different, the fact that we're taking this four-pronged approach, it's like a fork. You've seen funny little forks with two tongs. They're good for poking meat off the grill, but not good for eating with. You've seen some fancy smancy restaurants with three tong forks that you're not a real big fan of. Most forks have four tongs, and that's the fork that most people use. So we're taking that four-tonged approach in helping people understand and prepare and get better and move forward and take responsibility for their actions in all phases of their own life. That's why we believe strongly in Fix the Family, Fix America. Now, I don't have a lot of time left in this show, and I apologize for the rambling. I apologize also for the coughing and the sniffling. But hey, we're raw here. We are raw and first on the block. We're fluid. We're going to move where we need to move. If you go to positivefathering.com, sign up now and we'll be there. Sign up now and we'll be there. It starts February 26th. We did have to move the date. That's a very crucial element. We moved the date back 1 week to allow more people to show up. So it launches, the whole thing launches right here in the southeast of America, in Columbia, South Carolina, at the Village of Sandhill, February 26th, from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Come and have lunch, and then sit down and hear from, I believe, three different experts at that time. So that'll be good. That'll be good, because we're gonna hit this teenage pregnancy thing, because this study has really blown, took my mind for a loop, and put a little bit of self-reflection on me, and having me understand that what we're doing is really, really important. I don't want to end on another self-reflecting note. I want to make sure that you're excited about this. And my name again is Jack Hatfield. I have two books. Please go and read those books. One called Blessed with Tragedy, a story of my premature daughter, where you can see the day-by-day trials and tribulations we went through to get her through that. And then, of course, the new book, Natural Success Principles, where I now know, and I'm the witness and proof, that you have everything you need to succeed inside you before you were born. I witnessed it with my daughter, and I can't hold that back. I had a lot of aspirations on helping just a small, tiny piece of parents, but I can't hold back this information. and all the experts that the transformational experts that have joined me on this Fix the Family, Fix America, they all have their specific niche as well, but we don't want to hold back that when we can make a difference in lives of plenty. We're thinking bigger than just helping a small group. We're thinking help, you know, America and America's families. And then, of course, that puts us on the path after this year, after 2010, for Fix the Family, Fix the World. Got to acknowledge that Haiti is going to have some family troubles, especially with their intense amount of deaths, and we want to help there too. If you'd like to donate to the Early Journey Foundation, we are sending some funds down to Haiti with that. So we're trying to help all we can there also. We're just trying to help. And I, again, apologize. Should have prepared my throat a little better. Our topic today has been teenage pregnancies on the rise. 71% of teenagers who get pregnant are from fatherless homes. And our first series is called Positive Fathering. Next week, we're going to have some guest. It's going to be one of the sponsor groups or manager of where we're kicking this off, or one of the experts. It's going to be someone. It's going to be fun. So that's crucial. Here's something else that I read recently. One in five Americans over age 12 test positive for genital herpes. 12% of all females will experience forced intercourse. 41% of girls 14 to 17 experience unwanted sex because of the fear their boyfriend will get angry. If a teen girl has four sexual partners, her boyfriend has four sexual partners, and the two have sex, they are exposed to 15 different sexual partners. If the above number increases to 8, your daughter's exposed to 255 partners. 46% of students, girls and boys, will be sexually active before high school ends. Wow. These are some amazing stats that hit me today right before the show. So I again apologize for the impact that it's had on me and this show, and had a little bit of self-reflection, knowing that we're doing the right thing, knowing that we're on the path, and we have no other choice but to come now and fix the family. For regular listeners of the show, you know that I'm going to get you have 60 seconds remaining statement, which is pretty cool. You get to hear the behind-the-scenes portion of the show. This is, again, in the raw, right here. 20 seconds. What did you say? 60 seconds? I didn't hear it. Maybe you did. But that's the behind-the-scenes portion of the show. We're not trying to hide anything. It's right here, all raw, right for you. Fix the Family, Fix America, the expert series full of nationwide transformational experts and, in fact, regional and city experts we're going to be having when we hit your town, when we hit a city near you. So 60 seconds, 1 minute. That's my studio manager. I can't wait to have one of those for real. Thank you for listening today. I'm sorry for the coughing, the sneezing, the wheezing, stuffy head fever, so I can't rest. Oh, wait, that's a commercial ingrained in my head. But the report today, teenage pregnancy is on the rise, fatherless homes cause the most, and what's causing this? If you hear this, be sure to call in next week and ask us questions about it. I'm going to write down and reflect on some of the questions I've asked myself during this show. And we'll sign up right now at positivefathering.com. And if you'd like to join us, send your resume to changeyourlife@knowledgecornucopia.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And know that we're coming to help. If you feel despair, down, we're coming. Thanks.